Welcome to the spring audio edition of Honeysuckle. This is issue number 36 for spring 2025. This is the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's newsletter for supporters. It's packed with updates of what's happening around our sanctuary sites. My name's Pippa Quelch, and it's lovely to bring you lots of stories about our ponies once again. So grab yourself a cup of tea and put your feet up while we canter through some of the sanctuary's spring news stories. We're going to start with the front page here, and there's a very handsome picture of Polo, who's a piebald. That's black and white, a thoroughbred cross. He's 26 years old, and he's now living at Honeysuckle. We've got more on him in just a moment, but he's gazing over the fence with a lovely blue sky in behind. And as I open the newsletter to page one, we are greeted with a beautiful picture of Palomino D'Angelo and Vagabond, who's a piebald, beautiful sunny pasture at Upcott Park. And we're starting with an introduction from our new chief executive, Rodri Samuel, who joined us in January. He says, "Welcome to the spring edition of Honeysuckle, featuring news from across the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. As I settle into my role here, I feel honoured to have joined this remarkable charity. The more I've learned about the work we do, the more inspired I've become by the dedication, compassion, and expertise that defines its work. I'm excited to be part of the journey, working alongside a passionate team to shape the future of equine welfare and well-being. I hope you enjoy hearing about the difference the Mare and Foal Sanctuary makes to the lives of horses, ponies and people, thanks to your continued support. Best wishes, Rodri Samuel, Chief Executive." So let's find out a little bit more about Polo, shall we? And his story is called Polo's Second Chance. 26-year-old thoroughbred cross Polo recently arrived at the sanctuary after we stepped in to help another charity that was struggling to manage his behaviour. Polo was displaying challenging behaviours, such as kicking other horses and bolting whilst leading on the road. This led to him having to be kept separate from other horses and being more difficult to manage. The centre, therefore, made the decision for Polo to come to the Mare and Foal Sanctuary and that working together would be best for him. Thankfully, we were able to take him on and he settled in really well to life at the sanctuary. Polo was in quarantine while he had his full health checks and flu vaccination, but we didn't find anything of concern, which is very positive. Our expert sanctuary care team and equine behaviour lead Anna have already put plans in place for Polo's future with us. He's staying at our beech tree sanctuary for a little while longer after his quarantine so that we can slowly introduce him to new friends in an environment that he already knows. He was recently carefully introduced to sponsorship horse Athena and they're getting on really well so far. We hope that this will also make a later transition into a new field more comfortable for him. Polo's also being handled by a couple of grooms, giving him the continuity that he needs to build his trust. His handler, Chelsea, said Polo has settled in really well and has very much enjoyed a pamper. He's been so good when grooming and has even fallen asleep while being brushed. He can get a little overstimulated when leading into a new environment, but we're making good progress with this already. Thanks to your support, Polo is thriving here at the sanctuary where he has the space, time, and gentle care that he needs for a bright future. We're so glad that we could offer him a second chance at a happy ending. As a charity, this is what we do best because at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, we have more than 30 years of experience working with horses and ponies who've been through trauma and have shown signs of challenging behaviour. On to page six now, and a story about the incredible work of one of our team members, Leah, who's often on the front line of our welfare work. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary's primary mission is to rescue abandoned, neglected, or abused horses and ponies. Your generosity helps to fund the vital work of our welfare team. They monitor equines in critical need, advise owners, and if prosecution is necessary, work with other organisations to bring those equines to safety. Field Officer Leah has worked with us for 11 years. Unfortunately, she says, I'm faced often with seeing horses and ponies living in unimaginable situations. What motivates me is transforming their lives and getting the best outcome for them. At any one time, our team is monitoring and gathering evidence on multiple cases across the southwest where there are concerns about health and living conditions. There are many reasons why an owner might be struggling. They may be experiencing financial problems, mental health, or physical difficulties, and our aim is to support them because we want to keep horses with their owners wherever possible. Sadly, there are times when welfare concerns are so serious that we must intervene. This sometimes involves us working alongside the RSPCA, the police, and other charities. The cost of living crisis, exacerbated by extreme weather conditions, has significantly impacted equine welfare. According to a recent survey by the National Equine Welfare Council, 81% of horse owners are concerned about the ongoing pressure from increased costs, while 39% reported that the cost of living crisis has affected their ability to keep their equines, forcing them to make additional sacrifices just to ensure basic care. Well, Leah continues to monitor multiple situations at any one time and has recently been working hard to bring two equines in crisis into the sanctuary. Some facts here. Alone in January, we had 19 live welfare outreach cases. And in the same month, we supported 141 equines with 21 outreach visits. We're featuring another piebald pony now in a story entitled Hazel's Bright Future. You may remember Hazel, who arrived at the sanctuary in December, crawling in lice and suffering from uncontrolled sweet itch. Well, this was causing chronic inflammation and open sores, which left her itching and rubbing her skin raw in some areas. Shortly after her arrival, our care team treated her lice, and over the next few weeks, we saw a dramatic improvement with her sores healing and her hair growing back. Since then, we've caught up with Hazel's groom, Chelsea, to hear how she's getting on. It's challenging, she says, when you have ponies like Hazel coming in when they haven't had the necessary care, and they're in a state where they're just shut down. But it's also really rewarding to see the other side, where Hazel is now so much brighter and loving human interaction and gaining so much more confidence in her general handling. Hazel is going to have a really bright future here with us. We're hoping eventually that she'll be able to go out and find a lovely new home and just live life as a companion, the life that she really deserves. Well, you may remember that Shetland's Willow and Oakley arrived alongside Hazel, but unfortunately, help came too late, and we had to make the kindest decision we could for them. Despite the team's best efforts to bring Willow back to health, she stopped eating and showed signs of colic and went into shock. She was therefore put to sleep just 10 days after her arrival, surrounded by her loving grooms and with Hazel and Oakley there to say goodbye. Oakley lived for another 2 months, but sadly his chronic eye condition was severely affecting his quality of life, and the difficult decision was made to put him to sleep. His grooms described him as a very sweet pony who liked interaction and a good cuddle from his groom. We are thankful that Willow and Oakley got to spend their final days in our peaceful sanctuary, surrounded by grooms that loved and cared for them. At the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, with you by our side, we can always provide care, love, and a safe sanctuary for horses and ponies who desperately need our help. We're featuring some amazing work being done at our Yelverton Moorland Rescue Facility now, and the story of how Aria has slowly responded to love and care. Chestnut Dartmoor Hill pony Aria arrived in 2016 as an orphaned foal. We soon learned that Aria has complex needs and must remain in the specialist care of the sanctuary for life. Her extreme anxiety can lead to unpredictable behaviour, but she responds best when she has consistency and routine. She lives at our quieter, peaceful Yelverton Moorland Rescue Facility. Aria's assigned handler, Amy, provides the daily reassurance she needs, and they train well together. Amy is bringing small changes and enrichment into Aria's life very gradually, and with the help of our equine behaviourist, is learning to assess and manage her reactions. Aria is learning to remain calm when people walk past her stable, and she's rewarded with a small handful of feed. Amy is now able to comfortably brush Aria's tail, which is a massive achievement. Amy's also able to lead Aria out to the yard, across the road, and into a different paddock. This new routine has brought even more enrichment into Aria's life, as she's handled more and can socialise in a large grassy paddock as part of a bigger herd. With patience and understanding, Aria's confidence is growing, and she will continue now to lead a peaceful, fulfilled life with us. Do you remember our beautiful new foal, Little Nev? Well, he's growing up. Despite giving us some early concerns last autumn, Welsh moorland foal Little Nev and his dam Nia are thriving. Since our last update, he's been introduced to big sister Nettie and colt Chandler, who have all become great friends at our Honeysuckle Farm Sanctuary. Little Nev is growing and learning quickly, and we'd like to thank everyone who kindly donated items on our enrichment wish list for him and for our other ponies. Anna, the sanctuary's equine behaviour lead, says the donated toys are really helpful and are a great way for us to redirect unwanted behaviour that can easily develop in foals, particularly when they get a little over-exuberant. We take toys with us when we're in the field working, and if he approaches, we can squeak a toy to interrupt his behaviour and distract him. It's so important to avoid punishing foals, and as a sanctuary, we encourage positive behaviour in a non-confrontational and kind way. Well, there's a lovely picture of Little Nev in a grassy field, hoofing a toy ball around and having plenty of fun. One of his personal favourites, apparently, is the squeaky duck. He seems to really enjoy softer fur toys and nibbling on them. Shall we hear a little more about Handsome Vagabond now at Upcott Park? Vagabond's training and enrichment is on page 12 of the newsletter, and it's no surprise to us that Vagabond is fast becoming a favourite sponsorship horse among our supporters. The Piebald Draft Cross is one of our largest horses at a whopping 16.3 hands high. He looks actually very much like his mum Vogue, mainly white in colour with that beautiful, kind eyes. Well, Vagabond came to us as a foal at foot with Dam Vogue in 2019 after being rescued from a Devon stud farm. He lives at Upcott Park Sanctuary, and manager Jacqueline has an enormous soft spot for him, as you can well imagine. She says Vagabond is generally well behaved, but we're currently teaching him key behaviours that he will need to master for his own safety. With positive reinforcement and clicker training, we're showing him how to stay and to walk alongside us, and we're addressing his tanking instinct. Vagabond has a busy brain and is easily distracted, so sometimes he ignores our instructions and just wanders off. We need to override that instinct by giving him a good incentive. We know that for Vagabond, food always works. We've found he needs to learn things in short, fun sessions for them to be effective. We've also done some touch training with him so that we can apply sun cream to his pink nose, because Vagabond loves snoozing in the sun. He's a real character, and everyone at the yard adores him. If you'd like to find out more about Vagabond or our sponsorship scheme, please visit www.mareandfoal.org/sponsorship. On page 14, we've got some updates for you about the important veterinary work that's happening across the sanctuary and how we can help improve our rescued equine's health and well-being. So the first story is about dental checks. And did you know that horses eat for up to 18 hours a day? They are what's known as trickle feeders, with digestive systems designed to break down a regular supply of fibre. Now, if that supply stops, a pony could develop stomach ulcers and other health problems. That's why strong teeth are essential. Many of our rescued equines suffered years of neglect, and they've come to us needing critical dental treatment. It's a priority that every one of our horses and ponies gets regular dental checks, and we work closely with Dr. Chris Pierce, the director of Equine Dental Clinic, a pioneering specialist practice. In the past, he says, dentistry has been very reactive. A horse cracks a tooth, everyone says it must have chewed on a stone, and the horse needs an extraction. Well, it's taken us years to understand the disease process and get to a stage where we can prevent fractures. We can do root canals, we can do fillings, we can do all of these things if we identify problems early enough. Joe Whittle is a vet based at our Beechtrees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre, and he says lots of horses will develop dental pain and problems that won't be easily identified without checking effectively. They could show subtle signs of dental disease before they develop any external signs, so it's important to check regularly. For youngsters and older horses, every 6 months is usually appropriate. This next story is about worming tests. And the thought of parasites and worms is enough to make most of us shudder. But it's a source of fascination for Ellie, equine care lead for the sanctuary. She oversees the health care of our ponies and horses and advises sanctuary care teams. Every year, Ellie collects blood samples from all of our horses and ponies to test for redworm and tapeworm. She says by specific testing, we're preventing blanket worming. Just as humans develop a resistance to antibiotics, anthelmintic resistance for wormers can be a critical problem for horses, so we try to use them less. We only worm according to the results, and by testing, we're actually doing around 40% less worming. Horses get redworms through the year, and these redworms become encysted, which means they get embedded in the lining of the intestines. This larvae hibernates for the winter, and redworms emerge in spring. This emergence can cause a lot of inflammation and colic, so we want to prevent that. We also run fecal worm egg counts 4 times a year in March, May, July and September. We use a microscope to count the eggs. According to the results, we decide whether to worm or not. At the sanctuary, we mainly get cases of redworm, but for youngsters, roundworm are more prevalent. They're big, long, thick worms and they cause a lot of impaction problems. It's important for all horse owners to be aware of worm burden and resistance. I always recommend talking it through with your vet, fully understanding the equine's clinical history and following professional advice. On to page 16 now, and we always love sharing news about our team members here at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. In this edition of the newsletter, we meet Georgie. We're so grateful to our team of passionate, caring and knowledgeable staff. We talked to Georgie, who's a member of the sanctuary care team at Coombe Park, to highlight her favourite things about working at the sanctuary. So we asked her, what is your role here at the sanctuary? And she says, our job is to make sure all the equines are healthy and happy and are receiving the best care they can. We also complete training sessions with our equines, and this can be in readiness for vet's visits if the equine is needle shy, or confidence training if the horse or pony is nervous. We also make sure that our horses and ponies receive lots of TLC, from grooming to different forms of enrichment for mental stimulation. We then asked Georgie what led her to her role at the sanctuary, and she said, I've always grown up around horses and animals, and I've always loved that way of life. I studied animal management at college, and I knew that that was what I wanted to do. Fast forward a few years, and I combined this with my love for horses and started my new role as part of the sanctuary care team. I feel very privileged to work here and always look forward to coming to work. We then asked Georgie how she feels about being assigned to two of our sponsorship ponies, Geronimo and Vogue. She says, I love being a groom for the sponsorship ponies. I always find it very inspiring, and contributing towards sanctuary awareness is a great feeling. Some of the horses and ponies have not had a great start to life, so providing them with a safe and secure environment is even more special. They now have a home for life, which wouldn't be possible without our amazing supporters. And we finally asked Georgie what's one of her favourite memories from working here. She said it was the day that Geronimo and I did a demo in front of the public for the Coombe Park Sanctuary Open Day. It was an incredibly proud moment for me, seeing all the hard work we've put in to have such a positive impact on his confidence. Watching his confidence grow from being a shy, timid character to one of the most vocal in the yard has been my biggest achievement whilst working for the sanctuary so far. We'd like to thank Georgie for all of her hard work and dedication. And there's a great picture here of Georgie with our famous skewball, one-eyed sponsorship pony Geronimo on a walk in the woods. Now, we all love a happy ending, don't we? So we had to tell you about one of our rescued ponies who's now living a wonderful new life. That's Primrose, the bay beauty. Many of our older ponies with health conditions can be very difficult to rehome. That's why we were delighted when Sanctuary at Home carers Heather and Eddie came to us, looking specifically for an older equine as the perfect companion to their pony, Holly. Heather said when Grace, one of our two miniature Shetlands, sadly died, we wanted to rehome a companion for Holly. We feel strongly that ponies shouldn't be alone. We're set up for minis in our field at our house with a low stable door so they get plenty of attention. Having been supporters of the Mare and Foal Sanctuary for several years, lovely calendars, she says, we asked if we could rehome an older pony. Primrose was suggested to us. Like Holly, she has equine Cushing's disease and needs restricted grazing, but takes her medication easily. We went to meet Primrose, and she is adorable. The sanctuary helped me to arrange transport, and Primrose arrived in a beautiful horse box. She walked down the ramp full of confidence. We planned to introduce her to Holly slowly over the shelter partition, but they were obviously very keen to meet, so we soon let them in the field together. Within half an hour, they were grazing quietly side by side, and the next day they were grooming each other. Now they hate being apart. If one is taken for a walk, the other has to go too. The ponies give us a reason to get up in the mornings, and Primrose makes me smile. She likes a brush, has good manners, and is good for the vet and farrier. All of my friends use the same word, adorable. We feel really lucky and hope that Primrose does too. Well, we want to say a really big thank you to Heather and Eddie for giving Primrose a home full of love and happiness. Rehoming horses is vital to ensure we have space to take in more rescued equines. If you're interested in rehoming, or if you know someone that is, please visit www.mareandfoal.org/rehoming to find out more. And we have another happy story now too, after terrible hardship for one of our much-loved Shetlands. You may remember that last year we shared this shocking story of 13 equines that we rescued from the former Family Nest Therapy Community Interest Company in Cornwall in a joint agency operation. It was described by our welfare team as one of the worst cases of neglect that they had ever encountered. Well, we were delighted when Lola found a wonderful new sanctuary at home with Hazel from Somerset, who described rehoming her as an honour. "What attracted her to me," says Hazel, "is her cuteness, her friendliness and colour. I knew it would work well with Lola and Raven, my own pony. Lola is a wonderful little mare and has a great personality. She's a yard favourite, and it's clear that she's the boss. She's doing amazingly well and settled in very quickly. I didn't rush them going in together, but I watched the behaviour signs and I knew. It seems that little Lola is getting recognised in the local community too after her rescue story hit the national headlines. Lola has been brilliant to walk out around the village," says Hazel. "We've just entered our first show, something I haven't done for 12 years. I know that Lola loves the attention and shows are always fun and interesting. I can't imagine life without Lola now," laughs Hazel. "Her little snickering sound when she's waiting for breakfast and tea is adorable and makes me smile. I love it. She makes my morning." Well, having had a tough start in life, it's really wonderful to hear how well she's settling in. We're so grateful to Sanctuary at Home carers like Hazel for giving our rescued horses and ponies a happy and loving home. There are some lovely pictures here on this page as well of Lola and Raven sharing a food bowl together. They're certainly getting on really well. And there's also another lovely picture of Hazel and Lola in the show arena together. They're looking proud as anything, both of them. Page 22 of our spring edition of the Honeysuckle newsletter. And we're off to Coombe Park again near Totnes now to hear Benjamin's story. 6-year-old Benjamin takes part in equine-assisted learning sessions at Coombe Park, our education and equestrian centre near Totnes. Benjamin has autism with a pathological demand avoidance profile, meaning that he feels high levels of anxiety when demands are put on him and when he needs to transition from one activity to another. His mum Rachel says that building trust with horses and ponies at the Mehrenfall Sanctuary is really helping Benjamin learn to adjust in all areas of his life. From Benjamin's first session, I knew immediately that the calm atmosphere around the equines and staff would be right for him, she says. The way that the staff treat and speak to the ponies by watching their body language and responding to that and not making demands on them is similar to how they behave towards Benjamin. Here, nobody tells him what he must or must not do. They watch and listen to his needs, just like they do with the horses. Benjamin normally finds it difficult to regulate his emotions and can have sudden mood swings. But here, because he knows he must be calm around the horses and ponies, he's learning how to control his emotions, listen to instructions, and deal with different situations. These are all lessons that he'll be able to take with him elsewhere in life. So often people judge Benjamin negatively, but with the horses, there's no judgment, and Benjamin feels he has a purpose. Coming to the Mehrenfall Sanctuary has given him something to look forward to and feel proud of. Well, we are so proud of the work that our education team do with participants like Benjamin and the amazing things that they achieve together. Our rescued horses and ponies that take part in these sessions are so gentle and understanding, and we can see the real benefit to them from the relationships that they build. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.mehrenfall.org/equine-assisted-services. We've got the latest sanctuary news now on page 24, where you can catch up with the latest news from across the sanctuary's four sites. And we start with a Coombe Park build update, because work on our new Rosemary Kind barn at Coombe Park Equestrian and Education Centre in Totnes is progressing well. We're very pleased to share that the foundation groundwork was completed in the autumn. Since then, the building has really started to take shape. We anticipate that the building work will be fully completed this year, and we look forward to sharing more updates as the unit reaches completion. Once again, we're thankful to the Pets at Home Foundation, the Ivo Trust, Rebecca Trethewey, Mandy Thornton Memorial Trust, SEIB Giving, Mrs. D.M. Franz Hayhurst Foundation, and the Pet Plan Charitable Trust for their support in this project. We're also glad to announce that Tilly, our beautiful and reliable new crowd-funded horse box, is now a vital member of our team. She's busy transporting equines and is always ready to rescue horses and ponies in critical need. Thank you so much for your kindness and support to keep us on the road. On page 25, we also have the news that this spring we're looking back at some of our incredible achievements. At the end of December 2024, we had rescued 1,075 horses and ponies since we were founded back in 1988. We couldn't do this without your support, so thank you. Also, did you know that you can find all of our sanctuary films in one place? These videos tell stories of our rescues, equines that are up for rehoming, and also information about our staff and work. It's all on our YouTube channel if you'd like to take a look. We're also very lucky to have supporters across the UK who follow our stories, so we were delighted to be sent a picture of a class at Heathlands C of E Primary School in Colchester in Essex, watching our film about Little Nev's first month of life. If you want to see our films, head to the YouTube channel. It's www.youtube.com/Mehrenfall Sanctuary. To page 26 now, and we have news of volunteering for the Mehrenfall Sanctuary. In the last year, our amazing volunteers gifted us almost 16,000 hours of their time, making an incredible difference to our charitable work. We really couldn't do it without people like Milo, Alice, and Russ, and we're so grateful for their kindness and dedication. So let's hear about Milo, because we're always keen to educate and encourage others to learn more about equine welfare. Student Milo from Plymouth wants to be a veterinary surgeon, and for his application to study veterinary medicine and surgery at the University of Nottingham, he had to show a minimum of 5 weeks of work experience with 3 weeks of animal handling. He joined our Yelverton Moorland Rescue Facility team as a volunteer, and he got busy feeding, preparing hay nets and beds, poo-picking the fields and catching ponies for grooming and walking them out. We were very pleased to say that Milo achieved excellent grades and started his course in September. We look forward to following his career in animal care. Good luck, Milo. Education really is a cornerstone of our work, and we're very glad to share our skills and offer students career opportunities through internships. Alice from Hartbury University in Gloucestershire worked in the fundraising and communications department last year. She says being part of a team has been amazing. I've learned so much about communication and cooperation, as the team always demonstrates synergy at its finest. Everyone's dedication, skill, and willingness to impart their industry knowledge to me has been truly inspiring and appreciated. Alice is now completing her degree in equine business management and plans to work in the marketing and communications sector in the equine industry. Good luck to her. We also felt in this edition of the newsletter we had to introduce you to the wonderful world of one of our volunteers, Russell, in a story called Glam Shop. Well, there's a picture of Russ with a wild wig, with his face well painted, really, with black makeup, white face, a military-style dress jacket, black leather trousers. And he is wielding an electric guitar in this picture. It isn't really what Russell usually wears on his volunteering shifts with us, to be honest with you. Russ is a member of the band Solid Gold that tours the UK playing rock classics and pays tribute to music from five decades. Although many of Russ's nights are spent with his rock guitar, he kindly dedicates a day every week to driving goods between our six charity shops in the South Devon area and helping to sort donations at our reuse and recycle warehouse. "I was a plasterer for 50 years," says Russ. "After retiring, I wanted to do something that kept me active. I was getting lazy sitting on the couch, and I was fed up with fishing, so I decided to volunteer. Everyone is friendly and laid back here, a really lovely bunch of people. It feels like I'm doing something worthwhile, helping ponies, horses, and people who haven't had the best start." There are many opportunities across the Maerenfall Sanctuary to volunteer. Some enjoy being part of our retail team, while others work hands-on with our horses and ponies, or in an office or administrative role. If you're interested in volunteering, we'd love to hear from you. We've got a telephone number here. Please call 01626 882 660. That's 01626 882 660. On page 28 of the spring edition of our newsletter, we've got some news on how you might like to support us in a very special way. We rely on the kindness of the public to continue our vital work, and you can help to make a difference yourself. Could you, do you think, organise a cake sale, take on a sponsored walk, or raise funds at your work or school? Perhaps you'd like to join us for a skydive on the 4th of October, World Animal Day. Or if you're looking for something even more daring, why not take on a wing walk? Experience the exhilaration of standing on top of a plane as it soars through the skies. There are so many ways that you can get involved and raise funds to support the horses and ponies in our care. Do take a look at our website, maerenfall.org, for more inspiration. Or get in touch and we'll help you every step of the way. Your support really does mean the world to us. Every contribution, big or small, helps us to provide lifelong, loving care. We'd also love to know whether you have one of our old collecting tins hiding about in your local shop, perhaps, or cafe. We're running a collection tin amnesty to gather up any of our old boxes and replace them with our beautiful new tins. Perhaps you can think of a fantastic new location where one of our collection boxes can make a difference. Please do get in touch. We're always looking for new opportunities to spread the word about the Maerenfall Sanctuary and to raise vital funds for the horses and ponies in our care. There's actually another way you could help too. Play for Ponies. If you're looking for a fun and exciting way to support us, then look no further than our weekly lottery. For just £1 per play, you'll be helping to support all of the amazing work that you've been hearing about throughout this newsletter, giving horses and ponies the brighter future that they really deserve. You'll also have the chance to win cash prizes of £25,000, £1,000 or £25. Did you know that on average at least one supporter wins a cash prize every single week? Well, if you'd like to play for ponies and be in with the chance of winning big, then head to play.mareandfull.org or you could call our lottery helpline. That number is 0330 123 9092. That's 0330 123 9092. We've got some supporter stories now to tell you about, and there was a fun-filled visit for Lamerton Pony Club recently. We had the pleasure of welcoming the Lamerton Pony Club to our Yelverton sanctuary. The visit started with a tour of the sanctuary where the group learned all about the horses, their unique backgrounds and their training schedules. This was followed by demonstrations showcasing the training techniques that we use to support the horses in our care. There was an interactive clicker training exercise where the Pony Club members got to see how positive reinforcement helps our horses learn before having some fun practicing the technique on each other. They also learned about enrichment and they created some enrichment boxes for our horses and ponies. The girls went away with a promise to raise some money for us, which will also help towards their Pony Club fundraising badge. So good luck to them. And there's a great picture of some youngsters at the club watching that pony demonstration of the training at Yelverton. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Alex in this newsletter. Alex, a generous 8-year-old who loves horses, raised an incredible £50.51 for us last summer. As a keen rider, she decided to raise money by setting up a drink stand outside her house on a hot and sunny day. We were very proud when she turned up at Coombe Park and handed her donation to the staff there. Thank you so much for that, Alex. Your support really is appreciated. And finally, have you made a will yet? Did you know that lots of our work is funded by the generous legacy donations that we receive? If you've thought about leaving a legacy or would like more information on our free will writing service, please do visit our website. It's www.mareandfull.org or contact our friendly supporter care team. That phone number is 01626 882 660. That's 01626 882 660. And with that, it's all over too soon, isn't it? And we've reached the back page already. At the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, we offer lifelong, life-changing, loving care and support to ponies and horses in need and to people who seek connection and confidence through our therapeutic sessions. We also offer no-shame advice and support to horse owners who need our help. We can only do all of this with the amazing support of people like you. Thank you so much for taking the time and the interest to hear about our work, because just spreading the word can make all of the difference and it can help us to save even more lives. Do take care, and I hope that you'll join me again very soon later in the summer for the next edition of our Honeysuckle newsletter. Thank you.